all spread your wings, close your eyes, let your love flow, come inside, spread your wings, and close your eyes, let your love flow. Standing on an endless horizon with our faces turned into the...
It is time for a weekly visit from our favorite social, political, and metaphysical commentator, Les Visible. He writes several blogs right around the globe that expresses reality as it is seen from beyond that smoky mirror of spin and deception, with a style and candor that cuts deep, separating, as it were, the bone from the marrow. And here at Feet to Fire, we experience the audio edition with the powerful poetic delivery of his written message, with a style that you will love or hate, depending upon your desire to be alive and awakened to the light of truth, or remain asleep in the darkness of delusion. Let us take a trip across the pond to somewhere in Europe, and this week's comments from Les Visible.
Govinda Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, oh Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, oh Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Aru! We're in the Susser Pod, and actually streaming instead of hovering. We're streaming by Venus, Florida, and looking in on Jacques Fresco. If you've never seen the movie Future by Design, you should. Jacques is a remarkable man who lives with his friend Roxanne in Venus, Florida. Now, you know, first time I put his name into Google, it comes up, Jacques Fresco, fraud. What a terrible thing. And Jacques is a remarkable man. I mean, you know, the little drop-down menu that shows the options. That's, you know, why some people have seen what this man is. He's a remarkable man. They made a movie about him, and that's called Future by Design. You should see it if you can. Jack has designed all kinds of incredible things that could have happened but haven't happened. If you see the movie, you'll be impressed, and you should tell Jack what you think. I consider Jack a friend. We correspond and communicate sometimes, and I think the world of him. He's an incredible human being who provided so much potential, and yet he's not rich and important, not like he should be. He should be having awards and money thrown at him from everywhere, but I don't think that is the case. And it's the same with Buckminster Fuller, Tessio, and so many who have brought such great gifts into the world too dark to appreciate them. People call him a fraud. I see a man who is endlessly busy and who knows what's going on, and who has had his inventions taken from him by companies that he worked for and he didn't complain. He just keeps doing what he does. This is what you get in times of darkness. The mind that could build the beauty within is not allowed into the theater of appreciation. They let some through. You hear their voices, but few of them are speaking now. I suspect they're living on their income and have lost their lives. Sorry, their voices, or, and it's a big or, they are not letting them through. I write songs about what's happening and about aspiration, about God, my lover. I know they're worthy songs and I can sing them well, I think. But I don't go on stage to sing them because I don't have the profile to reach a larger audience and they don't play me on the radio. But I do wonder about the well-known people who could write songs about what is going on, even if the record companies wouldn't put them out, even if the radio stations wouldn't play them. They would announce them on the, they could announce them on the internet, they'd be heard. So I wonder. It is the lack of important voices that do not speak out that troubles me, especially the artists and those involved in social concerns. Where are the writers? Where's Stephen King or Clive Barker? Do they work for the other side? What about the television and movie actors? They all stay silent because their paycheck depends on submitting to the rule of the banksters. You get someone like Charlie Sheen who says a few things about 9/11 and then turns himself into a joke. Well, I suppose maybe they know better. I was signed with Columbia Records, CBS, Sony, and the producer destroyed the sound quality of my music, for whatever reason. So that even though it was in Tower Records all over the world, my two albums sank like a stone. Bernard Stillman did that. Ed Sanders from the Fugs called me on the phone and begged me not to sign with Bernard, but I wouldn't listen. I wanted my music to be heard. I was stupid. He told me about the kind of man Bernard was, and I wouldn't listen. I went to what I thought was an upscale publisher of occult literature to release my novel, and he left off the final edit, printed it in tiny type, and misspelled the name on the book on the spine, a different way on the cover, and yet everywhere, another way, on every page of the book, I worked so hard, and my disappointment was great. And what did he get out of it anyway? The guy didn't apologize. He told me not to speak to him that way again. None of his other books came out like that. I suppose I have bad karma, or some things are not supposed to be read according to the people who make these decisions. Now I've found a wonderful lady who's going to publish my books, and so far so good, with some tiny glitches that won't affect it. I've got a new computer coming, and I'm going to remaster all my albums and record some new ones. I'm not much of a musician, and I'm all by myself, but I think I can make it happen. And my point is that you don't give up. It doesn't even matter if you're around afterwards. It doesn't matter if you don't make any money or you don't become known while you're around. You just keep on. I worked at all kinds of jobs, and I had a few restaurants and other businesses in a small way that I did to make it possible to write and record, but the industry didn't want any part of me because I wouldn't sell my soul. I can't imagine what the payoff is for the ones who do. Could just be bad luck. Even my fault. I could be the problem. Jack Kerouac drank himself to death over it. Marlon Brando got slandered and blackballed. So did Orson Welles. And I think Oprah is leaving town because she knows that some shit is about to hit the fan. Isn't she in Chicago? And isn't Rahm Emanuel the mayor there? And isn't the Sears Towers something to think about? There are some interesting things going on around that town and that tower these days. I hear things. Didn't Ron Brown get told not to fly on 9/11? Yeah, well, if you're not a pointy head or bone-deep stupid, you might have caught on to what is going on. Oh, bummer. Can't float the boat the way it is. The economy's in the tank. The Bin Laden zombie dead guy thing didn't work, so what's going to happen? I don't know. I do know that it's all under control, and if you listen within, you will get directions. Hare Krishna, and I love you, Jesus Christ. To me, they're the same person. Hey, Pancho, it's the same person who shows up in each of the God outfits that we have the wardrobe of traditions left behind, while I lean to the end of infinity and contemplate the shining surface of my mind. I think that everyone finds a system of connection that works for them. My kundalini happened and it took an eastern shape, so that is the realm that I contemplate. With every day that comes, I find that I just love God more. I only wish that after this I could sit on a beach somewhere and have as much time as I would like to think about what to do next. What do I want? I'd love to be around a guy like Jack Frisco and involved in building the kind of world, or maybe I would just like go through the world as no one, move through this world as no one and help where I can. I suspect that people create a lot of their own problems by trying to fit into something that doesn't allow for their humanity to express itself. So maybe I would just sit on the edge of a cliff or by the shore for a long, long time, just coming and going and thinking about whether I ever want to have anything more to do with living here when my karma runs out, which is about to do, I think, or I wouldn't have had that kundalini experience. I heard people talk about that sort of thing and seeing the people who switch around, twitch all over with the little flares of it, those Osho events and kundalini yoga camps. But there are the brief hits and flare-ups, and there is the absolute world-changing experiences, and I had one of those. I had the incarnation thing that I cannot interpret or figure out. I've never run into someone else like me except for the man on the beach who made it happen. I didn't even see it in the ashrams, the few I went to. I never got an instruction map. It happened when it happened, and that was my life. There was nothing before it but brutality. And after that, it was the impossibility of fitting in. During a shorter period of time, over the long haul, I nearly drowned in the well of alcohol, but I just kept on going. There were no doors opening, except for the ones I walked through. Always remembering what the man on the beach said, "Take the reins. Everything is under control." That majestic, unnamed God that I met on a beach in Big Sur, Lime Kiln Creek, he told me I should stay. But I went back to San Francisco with the heroin addicts instead, the ones I brought there to take acid with and try to get them off the habit. And I met God and didn't know it and left with those who didn't even care. I often wonder if that was not the biggest mistake I ever made, trying to help heroin addicts when God said I should stay, and even they said I should stay. What do you make of that? A few years later, I hitchhiked across the country to go back and get a few miles from, got a few miles from the place and turned around and went away. I told myself he wasn't there. I went thousands of miles like that to do that. It's been an interesting life, and only lately has it been enjoyable, and I don't know how much of me is left, but I just keep going. I don't know if Jack Fresco met someone, but he just keeps going too. Along the way, I met Elvis Presley and a few other people, but no one really helped me out. I didn't ask anyway. Famous people I've met and hung out with, I met them. Some of them were okay people, but all messed up on drugs and money, and some of them weren't so nice. I sit here tonight with not much of anything, but I consider myself to be one of the luckiest people on earth. Being rich and famous is not what it presents itself as. Hardly anyone gets through that sort of thing without becoming a monster or a fool. I suspect some do make their way, and life's not over yet. The time that has been long awaited is upon us. We are in the big one. I don't know how much it will sort itself out. Will more than half the people in the world be gone a year from now? This I do not know. But I know that change is upon us, and I just motor on. I have come to value some things so very dearly. Personal integrity and trust and faith. Qualities of God are the things that I seek. And I am finding them, assuming them, and acting as if I have them because they are the genuine articles of life. They are the real rewards and awards that you could have. I believe when you come to a time in your life and you can think well of yourself, then that is an accomplishment. I believe it's never too late. You can turn your life around any moment if you want to. I have tried to turn my life around so many times that it's actually my occupation. But I have never been more determined and more sincere than I am now. I keep thinking, where did I screw up? Where did I go wrong? What is that part of myself? Those parts of myself that are too willful, too cowardly, too fearful to continue. I think so much upon my shortcomings these days because I did not do the best that I could, and thank God I'm still here and I can still try harder now. I guess we are all faced with this difficulty and most people settle in their ways. I have never been able to do that. To this very moment, I cannot rest with myself and say that I am who I should be. The times are so dark and the shallow temptations of unused opportunities, while every moment is an opportunity to be a better person. I saw a beautiful green aphid on the sidewalk today, and I wanted to help it find a leaf to climb on. I couldn't get it together because at the moment I was high, and I was high because I wanted to be closer to the divine. I couldn't see very well. It was a tiny thing. At least I didn't step on it, and I kept Poncho from stepping on it. Then it wasn't there. I couldn't see it. I looked, but it wasn't there. I hadn't harmed it anyway, so I just went inside. I think that's kind of like Jack Fresco, because he does that. He builds things for people, but nobody will give him the money to change the world into a better place. That's not the place they want to make here in this times of darkness. We can argue about technology forever, but it's always around. So we might as well accept that. And people do live in cities, and those cities could be so much better. And I tell you, you really should see the movie Future by Design. Of course, it all comes down to who owns the operations to begin with, doesn't it? Isn't it funny? They never built it the right way. Instead, they use fossil fuel and control the technology and kill and slander or ignore the people that, like Jack. And I'll tell you, the first time I checked Jack out on Google and saw fraud come up, I broke down in tears. and to hear things said about him about connections to Zeitgeist and whatever. Well, I don't know. I don't know Jack. But he's not living at the top of an empire of corrosive bankers, and we're already caught up in that anyway, aren't we? We're already in that kind of a mix. You know, I just don't really get that a lot of the time. I just don't get it. But help is on the way. Whoa, yeah. Help is on the way. Yes, indeed. And I'm going to try to sing myself into your hearts and hope that you become inspired and that you drive on to in a new direction and make your life a little better. You hang in there and try to be a better person, and I will too. We're at the end of another evening now. Yeah. Okay, so I'll see you next week, if there is one. And I'll see some of you sooner than that, as a matter of fact. So be well, and Hare Krishna, aloha, and haru!
Feet to Fire is a production of IPS Media Works on the ONSIC Radio Network of Stations.